Te Piri Whakatupua mo Te Kahui Tupua Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill, first reading.
Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Paul Goldsmith.
I move Te Kahui Tupua Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill be now read a first time. These arrangements will recognise the mountains within the National Park as a legal personality to be named Te Kahui Tupua. The land of Egmont National Park will also be vested in Te Kahui Tupua. Once the land is owned by Te Kahui Tupua, the national park will be renamed Te Papakura or Taranaki. The highest mountain will also be granted a name change to a Sol Te Reo name, Taranaki Maunga.
Jamie Tuta, congratulations. Do I say congratulations that you've got it this far?
This is a really important milestone for our people and the bill. I think there was some trepidation by a lot of our whānau with the incoming government whether this settlement and other settlements would be a priority. But it's wonderful that the House has unanimously supported the first reading, and we look forward to the following readings.
The delay, the patience. It blows my mind when I think about the infinite patience of you in this settlement. Taranaki maunga, taranaki tangata. Justice delayed is justice denied, and if there is not justice for Māori in this land, there can be no legitimate place for tauiwi. I speak as tangata tiriti, and I speak to say that we must have justice for Māori, because none of us can be content here. When we reflect on Taranaki, no one without a heart cannot feel the bitterness of the history of what has befallen the people of Taranaki. We reflect on the raupatu, the force, the violence by which lands were taken, by hook or by crook.
So how quickly do you want this government to expedite this part?
Oh, well, we've definitely conveyed our aspiration to the Minister that if we can do this as quickly as possible. So we've got the select committee process that will be undertaken, and we have encouraged the Minister to look at the second and third reading in close proximity. But, you know, our view is it's taken 6 years to get to this stage, and we don't want to waste any more time, and we want to look ahead to the implementation phase and actually bring the agreement and the legislation to life.
I'm really proud as the former Minister of Conservation to have put my signature to these redress arrangements. I want to acknowledge the long time it took to negotiate, over 6 years to get to it. Proud of the work of the negotiators of the iwi and of the Crown to come up with this unique arrangement. This national park is the first and only in Aotearoa to have a full Te Reo Māori name, and I hope that we will see more of that in the future.
In respect to the maunga with its own personage and having its own name, single name, Taranaki, its original name, what's been the feedback like in the community?
Over the course of the last 6 years, we've taken the time to engage with our local community, our local leadership, our mayoral forum, the community at large, and other key conservation stakeholders to sort of talk about, one, the aspirations, but what we achieved through this particular process. And we've had, the support has been mammoth. And as was discussed in the House today, the restoration of the Māori name, Taranaki Maunga, not Mount Taranaki, not Mount Egmont, but Taranaki Maunga, it's a first for our country. It's rather ironic when we're removing sort of Te Reo Māori road signs, but we're celebrating the restoration of Taranaki Maunga, Te Reo Māori, only name for the mountain. And, you know, following the theme of the reo, the Egmont National Park will no longer be in its current form. Under these arrangements, it will have a Māori-only name, Te Papakura o Taranaki. And so we think that, you know, some of those aspects really take us forward as a country, and some of the really sort of special parts of the arrangements, quite apart from the legal personhood and the governance and management arrangements that we will have, which are, again, unique. Yes, we've had Te Uruwera, we've had Te Awa Tupua, but the arrangements here are really sort of, you know, relate to Te Kahui Tupua, the maunga, and how, you know, we can really sort of care for our maunga, but ultimately how we engage with not only iwi of Taranaki and the broader community to treasure and respect our maunga and think about how they might contribute to the well-being of the maunga moving forward.
Patua te hia ki te rangi Māori. Let peace combat the errors of our ways. Generation after generation, our grandparents of the negotiators today have walked across this threshold in Parliament seeking the Crown's honour. Even though we had our maunga named after an Englishman who'd never stepped foot in Taranaki, patua te hia ki te rangi Māori. Let peace combat the errors of our ways. Pests populated our maunga. And Minister, that is the essence and the wairua of how they have come to you with humility today. There's so many other ways that things could have been negotiated, but what does Taranaki do? What our maunga tupuna taught us to do is to stand with humility, to stand with vision, and to practice peace.
Who will be the māngai for Taranaki Maunga? Who will be the waha?
We have, within the sort of arrangements, there is a body that we've called Te Tōpuni Kōkōrangi. And the name really is there to sort of provide some inspiration. So a tōpuni being the group, Kōkōrangi traditionally was the name that we gave to our astronomers, so our stargazers. And so we've deliberately used that name because Te Tōpuni Kōkōrangi will be the face and the voice of the Maunga, 50% appointed by the government through the Minister of Conservation and 50% by Ngā Iwi o Taranaki. So a co-governance arrangement.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Well, it's an arrangement which recognises the treaty partnership. From the outset, there was a view from our whānau that it should be iwi only that represent the interests of our Maunga. And we said in the spirit of Te Tiriti, in the spirit of partnership, we will invite the Minister of Conservation to also appoint to the body that will be the face and voice. But it's really important that in the appointment of these people who will represent our Maunga, they are there to act in the interests of the Maunga, not of the appointor, the Crown, not of the iwi, but to act in the interest of the Maunga. And there are strict criteria around that. And they are there to also act in the interest of a set of Maunga values. We've called them Pau Wakatupua, which will guide all decision-making and decision-makers around the future of our Maunga. So we think, you know, it's they're unique arrangements, and we're very fortunate that we've been able to build on the great work from Te Uruwera, Te Awa Tupua, and to develop these arrangements which ultimately will serve our Maunga, serve our iwi of Taranaki, and that the broader community in Aotearoa should be proud of and not afraid of.
I just want to take a step back to the pushback from the local community. Given, with all due respect or disrespect, your community hasn't been very responsive to local boards or to iwi aspirations. So are we all on board now?
Well, we've definitely come a long way. And, you know, and that's been partly due to the leadership on both sides. I think the leadership of our iwi and also some of the civic leaders in the region. And, you know, I reflect on the fact that we had some really challenging times through the establishment of Māori wards and some conversations here in the House today with all of our whānau here, with, you know, recent announcements from government. You know, we've been through that. We've experienced that trauma, that ugliness, and we don't want to go there again. You know, I think the key theme here is that we can do some wonderful things as a country if we are led by some of our own Indigenous wisdom. And, you know, as I say, people should not be afraid. Because we want what's best not only for our Maunga and our iwi communities, but the community at large. And just sort of think about a lot of our people who have endured much and a lot of trauma over the years.
When you berate us, we will still love you, because that is the āhua of how we've been raised. Patua te hea ki te rangi marie, nowhere else will we be Taranaki. We go nowhere else will we be Indigenous. And I ask you, Minister, as we go through these relationships, as you take your very first time that you've been a minister in a settlement, that you remember that. That nowhere else can we come and share our love for you, for our nation, and the peace that Taranaki brings today. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa.
What's left outstanding for Taranaki?
Well, this is the final historical treaty settlement to be negotiated. However, as you know, there are other matters that have been traversed before the tribunal around oil and gas and minerals and the like. But essentially, our message post this piece of legislation is that, you know, we all have individual iwi settlements, and our view is that there's an opportunity for the government to engage proactively with us around matters that affect not only our individual iwi but our region collectively. And, you know, our Maunga has brought our eight iwi together. We're always looking to work constructively and proactively with the government and really consider and think about what the consequences of some of the decisions that they will look to take over the coming weeks.
Te piri whakatupua mō te kahui tupua Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill first reading.
The question is that Tupua Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill will be considered by the Māori Affairs Committee. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
Jamie Tuta, thank you so very much.